In today's lesson, there are several scriptures I'm going to use, but I'm going to begin with just one verse of scripture out of all of the thousands that are written here. It's found in John chapter 14 and verse 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That seemed pretty simple to me. It's not complicated. It's not some deep theological dissertation. You know, when I bought this computer, I didn't know anything about computers. My wife showed me how to turn it on and off, so I bought me a book. You know, a book called Computers for Dummies. Have you ever seen those books on the shelf? Some are entitled Car Mechanicin for Dummies. And then there's several other subjects that you could mention. What are we talking about when we say a book for dummies? Well, it's a book that simplifies a lot of information. It's a book that makes things easier to understand. When I read this book for dummies about my computer, they leave off all of that technological jargon, and they speak to me in words that I can cipher. I understand them. And because of this book for dummies, this dummy has eventually learned how to do some things on the computer. Well, if you have missed something in the full understanding of the gospel, you're not alone. Sometimes the most difficult thing for a person of faith to see is the big picture. The Bible is filled with passages, parables, and principles that can and does help us with everyday small things of life. We go to church each week. We hear a sermon on just a few verses out of many thousands. We spend so much of our time looking at individual trees that we can easily miss the forest that defines the big picture of our faith. With hindsight being 2020, we can read the Old Testament accounts of the nation of Israel, and we can understand why God called them a stiff-necked people. We read examples of their behavior in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy. How many times did they fail to get it right and instead chose to behave in such a way that God's judgment was brought upon them? Time and again, following their exit from Egyptian bondage, the people disobeyed the plain teachings of God. They worshiped the calf at Sinai just a few days after witnessing God's tremendous power and bringing them out of Egypt. During the period of the kings, leader after leader in both Israel and Judah disobeyed God, led the people to disobey God as well. In fact, in Judges, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, the phrase "did evil in the eyes of the Lord" is used 50 times to describe the behavior of both the kings and the people of Israel, God's chosen people. Every time I read these passages of Scripture, I am amazed at how clueless the people of Israel and Judah seemed to be, even though God had chosen them, given them prophets, and dwelt among them? How could they have missed the big picture? And then, when we come to the New Testament, after more than 2,000 years of prophecy, the long-awaited Messiah finally arrived in the person of Jesus. Not only did the very people who had waited so long for their Savior fail to recognize him, but their leaders, the high priests, the Pharisees, their Sanhedrin court, conspired to have him killed because he challenged the prevailing religious system. In fact, Jesus' strongest denunciations were directed not at thieves or murderers and adulterers, but at the faith leaders of their day, the very men who had studied the scriptures the most. In today's terms, that would be the pastors and the seminary professors. Yet, in just 21 verses, Matthew chapter 23, from verses 13 to 33, Jesus called them hypocrites 7 times, blind guides 2x, blind fools, sons of hell, whitewashed sepulchers, snakes, vipers. How had these men, learned in the law and the history of Israel, gone so wrong? It's shocking to me that their spiritual blindness was so profound that they could crucify their own Messiah. How could this happen? Men and women who knew the scripture inside and out, how could they not have recognized him? The Bible tells me that they crucified him because they did not know that he was the Messiah. The Bible tells me that if they had known, they would not have crucified him. How could they not have known? They were familiar with the scripture. They had a relationship with the Word of God, but they did not have a relationship with God. Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees, "If you had known my Father, you would know me. If you had loved my Father, you would love me." They didn't know God. They knew the Word of God, but they didn't know God. And then along came Jesus with a gospel for the dummy. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew, the 11th chapter. He said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the learned, and you have revealed them to babes." This is a gospel for the dummy. It is so plain, so clear, so simple, so easy to understand that even the wayfaring man would not stumble therein. I thank God for this wonderful, simple gospel.